We are recording.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we only have two scheduled matters on our agenda today, which is final votes on the rate board orders, rate determinations in the recently completed TAP-R proceeding and general rate proceeding. Copies of the draft orders were previously distributed to the members of the board in preparation for your votes today on these final orders. So with that, let me bring up the first matter, which is the final order in the TAP-R proceeding. At our meeting last week, where we took our polling of issues, there was a unanimous support for adopting the hearing officer's recommendation, which in turn adopted a proposed settlement between the Water Department and the Public Advocate, which set the TAP-R surcharge for 2024 at 15 cents per MCF for water and 24 cents per MCF for wastewater, which was a substantial reduction from the prior rates of $1.03 for water and $1.63 for wastewater. Is there any discussion among the board members before we take a vote on the final order on the TAP-R proceeding?
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. In that case, I would ask each of you for your vote. I believe that Mac is not here. He is, but we have a quorum. So let me start with Mr. Ewing. Tony, are you in favor of adopting the order, the draft order?
Yes.
Abby Pozefsky?
I am, yes.
Okay, Deb McCarty? Deb, are you in favor of the, oh boy, she's frozen. Oh, Deb,
yes, my back?
Yes, you're back, thank you.
Sorry,
and I
that
vote,
was not opportune time.
And I vote in favor of the adopting the order. So, Stephen, would you please register the vote as 4-0 in support of adopting the TAP-R order, which was previously distributed to the board members. And Dan, let me just, could you just explain the procedure that we'll follow going forward with these orders?
Yes, so this gets filed with the records department. I think I have to approve it. Sonny has to send a cover over to the records department. It will be publicly available there as the rate board's decision. We hope to do that before the end of the day.
Okay. And then could we also get the orders posted on the website once that's done?
Yes.
Dan, does that have to sit there for 30 days before it's final?
I think it's final now, although it can be appealed within 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me turn now to the final rate determination, which we also took polling on of, I believe there were a total of 23 issues. And an order was drafted and distributed to the members of the board. And consistent with the polling that we took last week, and which would and contains a table, table C1A, which sets forth the proposed rate increases that would be approved by the board under consistent with those determinations, and would increase rates by 61,022,000 as compared to rates currently in effect in fiscal year 24, and would approve rates $132.283 million above current rates in fiscal year 2025. That is in comparison to the board's original, to the department's original request of $80.41 million in fiscal year 24, and a total above current rates of $162.131 million above current rates in 2025. Is there any discussion among the board members regarding the draft order, which was previously distributed, and the final results contained in table C1A?
None here. I thought that the drafters of the decision did a very good job of capturing what we had determined last week in our initial discussions.
Yes, I wanted to agree with Abby. I think you all did a very good job. Thank you for your efforts in that short time.
Thank you. And again, we owe a great debt of thanks to Ms. Chestnut for all the work that she's done, including the initial preparation of the final order. And also to our consultant, Ed Marcus, who prepared the tables that are attached, table C1A. And in fact, it was responsible for developing, his firm was responsible for developing the model that we used. And as always, thanks to Dan Cantu-Hertzler for his service to the board and his advice throughout this proceeding. So with that, can I ask for a vote on the final order of the general rate determination? Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Abby?
Do we need a motion on that?
Well, I didn't think we need a motion. I think we're just voting on the order.
Yeah. Well, then, yes for me too.
Okay, Deb?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the order is approved, Stephen, by a vote of 4-0 with Mr. Williams noted as not present. Can I ask the board members if they have any other business to bring before the board today?
None here.
None here.
Okay. But then, in that case, as is our custom, open the meeting to any comments by participants or members of the public at this time.
If I may.
Mr. Skangelewski, you're recognized.
Yes, I have it's only two sides of a paper. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, because this form is always so intimidating. I feel like I have to scream. I just want to go through the items. This is my last participation in the Water Rate Board. My statements are presented in no priority order. This is on the record, is that correct?
It's being recorded and will be attached to our, the recording will be on our website.
The first comment relates to the title public advocate. I would offer that the vast majority of agencies and individuals who advocate in a variety of fields, including child sexual abuse, disability rights, et cetera, would reject that the WRB public advocate is advancing and advocating for the interests of the public. In this case, the PWD consumer. The contract between WRB and CLS dictates that Public Advocate's primary professional and legal responsibility, duty, and obligation is to the Water Rate Board. Number two, there's only four. From Appendix B, June 7, 2016, relative to the legal opinion offered by the Office of the City Solicitor, the following is excerpted. It would be impossible for the Rate Board to determine if rates and charges are reasonable, quotation marks, without weighing them to some extent to the service provided. If services provided by the Water Department are so inferior or such abuse of its discretion that it cannot be said to be reasonably charged what the to be reasonable to charge what the Water Department is requesting, then the Rate Board may set lower rates on that basis. Such a statement presents what is clearly a reasonable, thoughtful, sensible, and genuine understanding of the function and duty of the Water Rate Board relative to service and impact on rates. Any other understanding which WRB and its council seem wont to do repeatedly, focusing only on the goal of setting water and sewer rates, is clearly inefficient, unproductive, and non-objective. The entire picture must be looked at. And I will be working very diligently with the new administration, new mayor and stuff in that regard, because this process of continuing to come back to, we can only look at things setting water rates. You can do that. You can have that purpose, but you still can allow other information to be provided on the public record. And number three, I decided to end my participation in the WRB process, though I want to share that I will not be proceeding with any First Amendment activities in this case, though I have spoken a great deal about this constitutional privilege. As opposed to the professional conduct and decision-making of WRB counsel, my personal ethics and principles reveal that such First Amendment conduct is not the proper conduct to pursue in this case. I am all able to make a choice using personal ethics, though the First Amendment provides for many privileges for advocacy. On the other hand, it has been the case that WRB counsel, both within and outside of the WRB forum, has chosen to use whatever legal, administrative, and management resources at his disposal to deny fair, equitable, and reasonable treatment for this citizen, while at the same time being professionally responsible for a number of egregious errors and decisions, including denying government access and redress via public statement, violating petitioner's rights at the Tax Review Board over a period of many years, and consistently failing to acknowledge that this consumer's case and the adjoining neighbors are identical in source, evidence, causes, but for one difference, a difference that Dan Cain to Herzog was personally and professionally responsible for, granting and approving a 55% discount for a PWD help loan, thus removing it from the oversight of the Tax Review Board. A man of integrity, according to Mayor Nutter and his award for that principle and philosophy in declaring Cantu Herzog the Integrity Award, based on one's personal ethics and principles, that the other PWD consumer, which is myself, would have been treated and could have been treated the same, because that is what integrity is most concerned with, consistency and fairness, and not what the legal principles and rules permit one to do. The most critical cases and issues we face are decided by our personal principles and values. Finally, but this is really, really very important, and it's not about me. Lastly, I have raised this critical concern before in the WRB forum, and it's related to a very serious matter conducted and monitored by senior PWD management, and that is an unsafe and dangerous operation of Water Department machinery outside of my residence in the spring of 2016 while conducting repairs for their own faulty materials in the sewer. Though I'm declined to publicize the other PWD Water Rate Board matters that I've raised, I really have an obligation and duty to proceed with this matter. Why? The city has shown in its history via senior administration the unfortunate ability to receive information and facts about dangerous conditions and then fail to do something to address the concerns with fatal and catastrophic results. I secured a PD evaluation that the specific steps taken by PDW in the excavation were unsafe and dangerous to employees and passersby, and yet PDW and the city has failed to prove on the record that the excavation was safe and proper, even though Commissioner McCarty at a public forum two hearings ago, after I presented evidence that it was unsafe and dangerous, told the public gathering at 5th and Lehigh that it was not safe, that it was not dangerous, and it was safe. This I cannot understand. This occurred during the administration of Mayor Nutter, who commissioned a board to review the findings surrounding the collapse of the Salvation Army in 2013. I'm almost finished. Coupled with the pier collapse in 2000, both represent administration failures to take steps to prevent disasters. The review commission was led by former U.S. Attorney Peter Vira, and I will send this document to all the board members, as well as the email we had between myself and Mr. Vira, who issued a clear and critical report for the mayor and the needed changes to safeguard against future catastrophes. I communicated with him, and he was not surprised at all, since the city has not taken the necessary steps to guide against future occurrences, which basically is focusing on separating licensing function from the safety function of city government. I know that the serious matter is not one that the Water Rate Board has responsibility for, but I have an obligation to keep this out of the open and on the public record. This issue of matter is not one of personal benefit of this writer, but one that has horribly and tragically impacted citizens in the past, and unless addressed, will do so again. This commission was led by Peter Byra, issued a report to the mayor, a summary of which I will distribute and send in my correspondence. We are looking for the trifecta of another catastrophe. The steps that were taken out here in my property with a violation of principles, safety principles regarding outriggers and the outriggers and whatever the other else they're called, was in a small area, small space, small number of employees and passersby. If that same unsafe, dangerous by industry standard and a professional evaluation would take place in a more crowded environment, bigger equipment, a bigger space, where if that came through and there was a, I also included a OSHA safety report where somebody was killed by the improper use of outriggers and stabilizers. I am finished talking. I feel that this need not be have taken to this level, but the process you have here, Mr. Popowski, does not fully, equitably, seriously, genuinely address all the concerns with regard to this. Is a $1 billion agency. I can ask for things. You can grant them. The hearing officer can grant them. And that idiotic and juvenile refrain about it's too much of a burden, it's improper and stuff. We have an AG full of management personnel to deliver the goods. Anyway, I will stop now because I said what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments by any members of the board or any other persons present?
Just one, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned with the TAPARP rate determination that it would be forthcoming today or soon thereafter. I'm assuming on the rate case the same, but I just want to get some clarification because we want to produce a compliance filing in short order.
Yes, absolutely. I'll again turn to Dan, but we should have that filed hopefully this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning.
Yes, again, we hope today.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Ballinger, is it?
Yes. Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to recognize all of our hearing officer again. Without him, I don't think we would have gotten through this as successfully as we did. It's been a hard case to get through in a short period of time. I want to congratulate the other participants as well as the board members for getting through it. And just to respond very briefly, CLS takes great pride in serving the interests of the small user customers in these proceedings. We've done so diligently, forcefully, and faithfully, both in front of you and in front of the courts, and we hope to have the opportunity to continue to do so. Thank you.
Deb McCarty.
I just wanted to add that I do really appreciate the efforts of all the parties involved, particularly the hearing officer who did a phenomenal job, but as well as the parties, Water Department and CLS, who worked their best from my perspective to try to get through the process in an orderly and respectful fashion. And that was much appreciated. And the fact that you all were able to work some of the issues out was also appreciated. So thanks to everyone's efforts. And you know, that includes Steve and Dan and Sonny. You've been awesome. So thank you.
I'd like to add to that. We have had a proceeding that was characterized with unexceptionable professionalism, skill, and civility. And I really have appreciated that. And my great thanks go to Sonny and Marcy, who I think have really framed this proceeding in a way that's allowed it to proceed as comfortably as it has, so that everyone else, including Andre and Rob, has, you know, been able to do their job very, very well.
Hear, hear, across the board. Abby and Deb, thank you for saying it so succinctly, and I'll second the appreciation for your leadership, Sonny, in guiding us through the process.
Mr. Chairman, thank everyone involved in the proceeding, and I particularly thank the hearing officer. She is awesome.
Thank you. I would again second that. And I just did want to add, with respect to Ms. McCarty's service to the city as both as a water deputy commissioner, water commissioner, and now as a member of this board, it's been truly outstanding. And we appreciate her service to the city. And again, let me just say one more time that I've worked with in public service for decades, and that, in my opinion, just, and this is just my opinion, Dan Cantu Hertzler is one of the finest public servants I've ever had the opportunity to work with.
And Sonny, we all agree with you on Dan. This question has just been asked and answered so many times that I think we've gotten tired of saying what a tremendous service he has done to the board.
Thank you. Is there anything else to bring before the board before we adjourn? Our next meeting is, I don't have my calendar, is the second Wednesday in July. We'll be looking forward to receiving the, that is July 12th.
Mr. Popowski?
I think we've heard from you already, but
I just want to follow up to Mr. Ballinger. Just a comment or two.
Just one, please.
Mr. Ballinger, this is not critical of you and your work. This is, and as well as the others who have made comments, the system, the process is not focused enough on the operations of the department and service to the customers. I'm not taking any personal, I work with facts. The facts are, Ms. McCarty, that operation out there was dangerous and reckless and careless. Mr. Cantu Hertzler has acted in an unprofessional, and I've given you facts to that effect.
Okay, we've heard that already.
I'm finishing up, sir, because you won't have to deal with me anymore, okay? But even with regard to the fact of that dangerous operation, it's really scary that this group would sit there and do nothing about it and do nothing about what Mr. Cantu Hertzler, you wouldn't recuse him last time. Thank you very much, and you have a great summer.
Thank you. Is there any other matters to bring before the board before we?
I'd just like to note that Stephen, this is Stephen Lang's last meeting here. He actually left the law department a couple of weeks ago. He's in an internship and pursuing a law career. But I wanted to thank him for continuing to work for us and for all that he's done over the last several years.
Yeah, and I apologize for not bringing that up again this week, Stephen. You've done a tremendous job, and we really thank you, and we wish you the best in your legal career.
Thank you.
And if you need any advice from any public utility lawyers, you've got a group of them here. So
abundant resources. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. With that, I'll work with Dan and perhaps, well, I guess with Dan and Stephen to make sure we get this out to the participants and to the public, the results. And we'll look forward to receiving the compliance tariffs from the department in a timely manner.
And, Mr. Chairman, we hope also not to need a July 12th meeting, but we'll talk with the public advocate and post everything at the share everything with the service list to hopefully obviate the need for any future deliberations by the board.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, with that, can I ask for a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Tony?
Second. Double second.
Okay, I'll give it to you, Deb. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? In that case, thanks again to everyone, and we'll see you again either in July or August. But take care. Meeting.
Take care, is, y'all. Bye-bye. Closed.
Take care.
Good summer.
Take care. Bye-bye.